Hi, I'm at the Google booth, and I'm talking to?
Talking to Joshua Simmons with the Google Open Source Programs Office.
So you have two sides of the table here. Can you tell me what they're about?
Absolutely. So we have two sides of the table. One is Google Summer of Code. The other is Google Codin. Google Summer of Code is our program to get university students involved with open source software. Google Codin is targeted at students aged 13 to 17. So Google Summer of Code works this way. There are about 178 projects that participated last year. And some of those projects are like the Python Software Foundation, who are an umbrella for lots of other projects. What they do is they list project ideas, and students then apply to work on those project ideas. The students who get accepted to the program then spend 3 months with the help of a mentor, and they work on those projects. And we pay them a stipend so that they can focus on that work rather than having to take a summer job. Google Codin is a little different because it's for a younger age. It's much smaller. We had about 17 organizations who participated this last year, and it's a contest, so there's no money, but we do give students swag, and the ones who are picked at the end of the contest, two students per project, are chosen as grand prize winners, and we give them a trip to San Francisco and Mountain View. Exactly, all expenses paid, and we show them a good time, and they get to meet Google engineers and learn more about it.
Basically promoting software. Exactly. So how did you get involved in this project? Did you volunteer for it?
So I came in through the side door. I'm a web developer myself, and I worked as a community manager in a past life. So I joined the Open Source Programs Office in the last year. And so I help as part of the five-person outreach team running Google Codin, Google Summer of Code, and my task in particular is to run the Google open source blog.
Okay, so that's you.
That's me, yes. Excellent. Yes.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, pleasure.
So why come to Fosdem?
Fosdem is the largest FOSS event that we attend every year, and it's the fact that it's a free to the public event means that we get to talk to a lot more students than we might find at other events. A lot of open source events are more expensive, frankly. And so we find the people who we really need to talk to, not just the students, but also a lot of project maintainers are here. And it's really critical for us to talk to both of those groups, because we want the project maintainers to apply to be a part of the programs. We want the students to apply to work for those projects.
So when does this start happening? When do we need to apply if I was a project or if I'm a student?
So we just concluded Google Codin. Google Codin ended January 16th, I believe. We announced our grand prize winners a week ago. So Google Codin will start again in about November of next year, usually after the American Thanksgiving holiday, about that time. Google Summer of Code is ramping up right now. So applications for organizations and projects that want to apply are open till Thursday, February 9th. Yep. So anyone who's interested should look at that and apply now. Students should look to apply. They should start watching now, because we're going to be announcing the organizations and projects that will be a part of that in the coming weeks. And I don't have the specific dates available to me in the moment, but that generally runs from students begin usually applying around April, and then it runs through May, June, July, and August.
Do you have anything equivalent for the Southern Hemisphere?
We don't. We're a small team, and the challenge that we have is that the organizations that apply to this, you know, they need to have a point of contact to run the program from their side. Yeah, yeah. And they also need mentors for each of the students, two mentors per student. So we try not to burn them out, because it's a bit of a commitment for them. So in an ideal world, we would run it, you know, a summer and winter of code, so that both hemispheres could participate equally. But that's just not where we're at right now.
Then it's a winter of code, I guess. Okay, thank you very much for... did I miss anything? Or? Okay. Do you happen to know some background about the winners, especially the Google... the two winners, the projects that won?
So I don't have that in front of me, but I know that they came from a number of different countries around the world, and that's one of the things that's really exciting about both of these programs, is they're entirely global.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of these often when we bring them to the States, it's often their first time in the U.S. And sometimes it's their first time in a big city, so they get to see San Francisco and you get to see the stars in their eyes.
Awesome. Well done. Thank you very much. Links to all this will be in the show notes, and enjoy the rest of the show.